The physical evidence that, of course, is so necessary for all these sightings, in your opinion, what has been the most unusual or fascinating evidence you've ever come across or heard about?
Well, I would say the most unusual case comes from Ethiopia, and it was in 1970. And a doctor with the United Nations sent Alan Hynek a letter and several photographs. And an object at high noon, broad daylight, nice day, no storms, at this small village of Saladar, they heard a tremendous noise in the forest, and this small red circular object came out of the forest at very low level and flew through the village. And as it went through the village, it destroyed 50 buildings, injured 8 people, and killed 1 small child. And talk about physical evidence. And as it flew through, there was not actually wind. There was tremendous heat, but no fire. And as it passed over an asphalt highway and a bridge abutment, it melted the asphalt in a 2 by 7 meter area, blew away a 1.5 foot thick concrete wall, and continued on out across a level area for several thousand feet. It stopped. It hovered there for 10, 20 seconds, turned around, and came back through the same path, generating more damage, and disappeared into the forest. It was seen by all the villagers. It was also seen by villagers in an adjacent town. And the sighting lasted about 10 minutes, and it was in sight for about 3 kilometers as it went in and came back. And the photos are just incredible. And as a matter of fact, I was just putting them on my new website this evening. And that's one of the most unusual cases that I've seen. It melted and crinkled up the tin roofs of the buildings and pots and utensils. And yet there was no fire. The bushes, vegetation was burned, but there was never any indication of any fire, just some sort of very intense heat. And, you know, you have to remember this was in broad daylight, and it's a pretty incredible case.
UFOTraceCases.com is your website address.
Yes.
Did you know the late... And he was one of the best. Leonard Stringfield?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Leonard was with us at the United Nations. And, yes, he was a very dear friend.
One of the first to get involved in trying to track down evidence, UFO
yes.
evidence, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And Leonard and I spent a lot of time on the telephone. We didn't have email back in those days.
Just, that's true.
telephones and dinosaurs.
He was one of a kind, and
yes.
I'm glad you're able to keep the torch blazing, Ted.
Well, I'm trying anyway.
Jacques Vallée, he was very instrumental in the field of ufology. Seems to have pulled back a little bit. How come?
You know, I really don't know. I talked to Jacques. As a matter of fact, he called me. I guess it was a year and a half ago or so. But Jacques has always been he doesn't like to be around large crowds, and he's almost, I would almost describe him as shy, and a wonderful man, brilliant guy. And we had some really great conversations, but he just was never really into the lecture, public appearance end of this whole thing.